All right, thank you, everybody. That was, of course, Bewitched. Bewitched by Jack Chick. And now we're going to have our debate, as we always do. First, let me introduce debater number one. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm a zombie.
Hello, zombie. What's your name?
Zombies have no names. I am the zombie.
Okay. Well, hello, zombie. And, of course, here we have debater number two.
I am Demon 7, greeting you through the fourth wall.
Oh.
Actual name is Thad.
Thad. You were the demon from the tract.
The most important demon from the tract, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. So your name is Thad, and you're the actual demon from the tract we just heard?
Why would I make that up? Yes, I am.
No, I didn't think you'd... Well, okay.
I'm a demon, so I lie.
Yeah, so then maybe you did make that up, except that we heard you, and you sound the same.
Right, right.
All
right.
Well, as I'm sure everybody could have guessed beforehand, the demon... Thad here believes that that tract was 100% true, and this zombie, so this is zombie versus demon, zombie believes that this tract is, of course, 100% false.
Brains!
So, zombie, why don't you go first?
The part about the brains turning to gel, the flashbacks. Brains!
You don't believe that brains really turn to gel?
No.
Well...
That is wrong, and there is no hell.
Wait, why do you say that?
Because I'm dead, and if there were a hell, I'd be in hell because I eat brains.
Well, I thought you're undead, though. Isn't that the whole point of the whole zombie thing?
Look, man, dead is dead. I am the dead expert. I'm a zombie. I'm dead.
But not everybody who dies is a zombie, so how can you be an expert?
Only the cool people who eat brains are zombies.
Hold on. You're saying that eating brains is what turned you into a zombie.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have an expert
Excuse
here.
Excuse me.
Yes.
My name is Sam Johnson. I'm a zombie hunter. And I can tell you that zombies are not cool unless they've been in a freezer or in Alaska, in which case they are.
Well, can you do this? Can you take off your head and turn it around and put it back on? No, I am cooler than you. And I will eat your brains.
I have the slider.
Hey, stop that. Put that out. Don't light my debaters on fire.
Hold on, let me get the fire extinguisher.
Thank you.
I believe if she gets killed, I win.
Yeah, well, that's not fair. That's not right. If she gets killed, in order to be fair, we have to make sure you get killed.
By the way, Satan is waiting for me, so...
Okay, so it's your turn. Go ahead.
Let's go. My argument is very simple. Even a zombie could understand it. I was there. I have a personal recollection. And that's why it's true. Because I'm an eyewitness to these events.
You lie!
But why do we trust that you... I mean, you sure you say you were there, so you've convinced yourself it's true. But why should we take your word for it just based on that?
Look, it's like, that would be like if somebody listened to this tractor fiction thing. We played it for an auditorium full of people, and someone was like, and I said I was debating because I was there and you just heard the debate, and they were like, no, you weren't.
Well, we know you were there, but that doesn't mean it was true.
Oh, right. Well, first of all, I come off pretty stinking bad in that track. She goes to God at the end. Why would I make that up?
You lie. You are a demon. Follow the brains.
You can take my word for it.
Oh, who's this?
My name is Samantha Stevens.
And you are?
Samantha Stevens from Bewitched.
Oh.
By the way, Satan's probably going to hear this, so I probably shouldn't be saying this, but Satan makes way too big a deal about Bewitched, I mean.
Whoa, hold on. Your one supporter just came up and you're attacking her.
I don't know, I don't have
any... has no brains! I have no use!
I'll let you go on about Bewitched. Sir, I'm not gonna stop you, it's just...
You don't
Bewitched?
Like it.
Bewitched was an excellent show, and my employer, Satan, did an excellent job.
It's true.
So, hold on, now, was that Satan?
Indubitably.
So Satan and Samantha, you worked together on this, show?
Well, oh, yeah, I wrote most of the scripts.
Their names do both start with S. I sense a connection.
Wow.
And I also want to say that, Demon number 7, I'm going to see you after this.
Stupid omnipotent boss. Yeah.
Listen, this is very simple. I am a witch. I know for a fact that there is a heaven and there is a hell. Fools who accept Jesus will go to heaven, such as the grandmother and Ashley in this tract. Awesome people like me will go to hell and work for Satan.
So now, how do you people who say this tract was true explain this zombie here?
Very, very simple. I'd like to take this one, Frank. Big fan of your work, by the way.
Thank you.
The zombie. Yeah, I made the zombie as a joke. This is all true, except don't forget, I don't exist.
Ugh, you Satan, he lies. And notice he has no brains. How can you tell the truth without brains?
You know,
zombie, I know these things.
You know, I think that the zombie is a fake because it's a very simple spell to do that. Look, I'll take my head off, spin it around, and put it back on.
No, the zombie's not a fake.
And now me, I'll do the same thing.
I know, that's not
fair. Excuse me, I happen to be riding on the hoof here.
Hold on. I, Sam Johnson, zombie hunter, have many excellent devices for testing the true realness of zombies.
Well, no, we have a simple way.
Allow me to activate.
No, we have. Hold on. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because I don't know what that is, and I don't know if it'll work. But I have a pretty simple. I have a pretty simple test for a zombie.
Give me brains.
Well, no, not even necessarily brains, Mr. Johnson.
Yes. Can you hold Sam out, Johnson? Can you hold zombie out
your
hunter?
Hold out your arm for a sec.
Okay.
Here, now, if you're a zombie, what are you going to do to this arm? Now, I think that considering that chunk that was just torn out of your arm, it seems pretty likely.
Yes, but we can all do the same. Come here, Mr. Johnson.
Sure.
Well, then I...
Well, it has been a while.
He's turning into a zombie. How do you explain that, huh?
Eh, it's easy. Arms are actually made out of clay.
Now, that's unusual.
Johnson is the only mortal man here. Frankly, we can all take our heads off as... Yeah, we've just done it.
Hey,
hold the phone. Hold the phone.
And I'm right, by the way.
Hey, Thad, want to switch heads?
Johnson, come back here for a second. Let me ask you a question.
Yes?
You wouldn't happen to be saved, would you?
From zombies, yes.
Demon number 7, I found a way you can redeem yourself.
What, boss?
86 Johnson.
And give me his brain! Give me his brain and I will argue this tract for you!
Alright.
Wait a minute, hold on, that's not allowed. No killing any of our experts.
I'm gonna try what I did brains. To Ashley. Mr. Johnson!
Yes?
What about your friends? You have to be with your friends.
And my friends have been eaten by zombies. Good call!
Give me your brain!
Okay!
What the... Oh, that's really not...
Brains!
Frank, as the behind-the-scenes financial backer of this entire program...
No, that's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
Let him tell the listeners.
Sam has no brain. He lies. Everyone without a brain lies.
Honestly, Frank, do you think... R.T. Megalthorpe is a real name? No, I made it up. I'm your backer. So just go with it. I'll kill whoever I want in here, all right?
Now, that's not
Satan
good.
Satan brains!
All right, now listen. All right, hold on. Mr. Thad. Thad, the demon.
And okay. Even in hell, we have manners. Everybody keeps interrupting me.
So you're saying that this is true, but I have a question about that.
Okay.
If this is really true...
Yes?
Then what's with the nonsense about the gelling body parts?
First of all, that was like Ashley's recollection of it, right?
No, that was you. You said that specifically to Satan.
Well, Satan corrected me that I had the idea of the human body wrong at the time.
He did?
I am a demon. I am not a human. I do not know how humans work.
Look.
I thought they peed out their navels for weeks.
No, check this out, Frank. I've got your explanation right here. You want to know why?
Yes.
It was gelling a brain?
Yes.
Because I was bored, and I was jerking around with Ashley. I gelled her brain.
You just gelled her brain for no reason.
Hello, I'm the devil. I think
actually,
that's reason enough.
Actually, sometimes on the set, he would gel my brain. It feels kind of good.
And I have another
Let's do that again, baby.
Woo! Oh.
Anyhow, I have no interest in human anatomy, and if I get details wrong, I really don't care.
I have another question for you. And
yes,
maybe, okay, so you're talking about the One World Order, but the thing is that we're not really moving towards the One World Order because,
That was the political demon.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. The political demon says we're moving towards One World Order, but I don't think we are.
Can I jump in for a second?
Yes.
Yeah, Republican Party. That's all I have to say.
That's you?
Oh, and the Democrats, too. I forgot about that.
They're you?
Yeah.
The only people on the side of God is Ross Perot.
Oh, and that Nader guy, but who cares about him?
He doesn't have much of a shot.
I'll tell you what the World Order is. The World Order is the land of the dead. Zombies everywhere. And I am gelling.
Well,
wait, your brain is turning to gel?
No!
I think she means she's gelling, like in her shoes.
I am gelling! Brains do not gel, fingers gel, and that's why we must eat brains, because they don't gel!
The day the zombie world order comes to pass, I, Thaddeus McCataway, demon, will be extremely surprised.
As will
Prepare
I.
Prepare yourself for surprise!
As will I, Lucifer Morningstar, Prince of Darkness.
All right, we're going to have our closing arguments now. Zombie, you can go first.
Yes! Give me brains! Brains! Follow the brains! Brains do not gel! That's what I have to say. Where's that zombie hunter? I'm hungry.
Compelling. And yet, we get to have the Thaddeus's closing arguments.
Well, her argument is tasty, yet nonsensical. I will reiterate my point. There were no zombies in the tract, and she was not there. I was there. I was around this stinking stupid redneck girl. Oh, I'm pregnant for the third time, even though I'm 14! Oh, God.
Demons lie. They have no brains.
Demons lie when they have a reason. Honestly, lying is complicated. Come on.
All right. I'm going to take all of this into account. It's very educational. But unfortunately for everybody, world over, Thad is telling apparently the truth.
Be sure to catch Bewitched on your local station.
No.
Hey, Turner Thaddeus. Soda!
Hey, Thaddeus, want to go celebrate?
Oh, yeah, baby.
I could use a tumor soda myself.
Okay, no.
Something is wrong with this.
WHRW does not endorse tumor soda or any other products in the world.
That coin had no brains.
I'm glad. I hope you all learned something about television production and... spirits and what else did we learn? Anything else about anything? I don't think.
Gelling things.
Apparently. We also learned that Satan's a very cool guy and don't believe what you hear in church.
I don't know if I learned that, but let's.
I did.
Cool kids do drugs. That's
no, that's not true either. You're dull. Oh, you're spreading
it's definitely
your demon lies.
True. But Frank, you're messing up.
All
my
right,
message.
That's enough. The end of that. Unfortunately, that's the end of Tractor Fiction. You're gonna have to come back next week to hear more stuff. When things happen again, here on WHRW, Binghamton. Goodbye.